This is not America, people are writing all over Twitter, and yet it is America. We've been here before, like in 1930. That's when a 9-year-old boy named Liu Dinhuang was separated from his family and placed in immigration detention. He and his brother had left China to join their father in San Francisco, but that was at a time when the Chinese Exclusion Act, we spoke recently on the show about this law, it barred nearly all Chinese immigrants from coming to the U.S. And Liu Dinhuang's experience being separated from his family and interrogated by officials stayed with him his whole life. It's a story that's recently been on his granddaughter's mind a lot. Princeton University history professor Beth Lou Williams, thanks very much for joining us. When you were growing up, how much did you know about your grandfather's story about arriving in the U.S.? Or is this something you only learned as an adult?
You know, I didn't know very much about his story as I was growing up. I would see him mostly in these crazy family gatherings. And, you know, he would call me over and talk to me about the value of family. And he mentioned Angel Island, but I didn't at the time really know what it meant.
So take us back to 1930. How did your grandfather end up at the Angel Island immigration station?
He was born in China, but his father and his older brother had been living in America. And in 1930, when he was 9 years old, his brother, who was an adult, went back to China to fetch him. And when they arrived in San Francisco, his brother was allowed to land. But he was diverted to Angel Island Immigration Station, where he was detained and interrogated by the immigration officials.
Did he ever talk to you about what that interrogation was like?
Yes, I went and talked to him in 2002, just a couple weeks before he died, and he actually failed the first round of interrogation. Officials at the time would ask very detailed questions about your family and your upbringing, and he talked about a parade that he had gone to as a child, I think sort of off the cuff in the middle of the interrogation, and it was something that his brother and his father knew nothing about, and for that reason, immigration officials didn't believe his story that he was related to his own father and his brother.
So Liu Dinhuang was separated from his family. Was there a specific policy that called for that separation at the time?
There was not a specific policy or law that called for Chinese immigrants to be separated when they arrived. However, it became sort of routine because these officials wanted to make sure that Chinese immigrants weren't able to coordinate their stories.
Back in 2002, you spoke to your grandfather about his experience and recorded it. What did he tell you about his time at the detention center on Angel Island?
You know, he described Angel Island as both a very boring place and a very scary place. It was boring because you woke up to the sound of a bell, you ate at the chime of a bell, and it was a routine that was sort of relentless. But he also talked about it as scary because the detainees themselves were very anxious. He witnessed fights. He talked about food being stolen from him. It was very scary to him.
So I want us to hear a bit of your grandfather talking. This is in 2002 before he passed, and this is about being separated from his family.
Some of those people in there, been there 1-2 years, the one that couldn't get in or get the other shipped out. Some of them got the right thing. They're gone into the States already. I was one of those unlucky ones that stayed 9 to 12 months. I don't even know how long. I was the youngest one.
Wow, 9 to 12 months in detention. Did you ever find out more about that?
Yes. A few years after he died, I learned how to request his immigration file. And so much of it was exactly as he had described it. The name of the ship, the interrogation questions that he got wrong. But I remember being shocked when I read that he had only been detained on Angel Island for 34 days. And it took me a moment to realize what that meant. That 34 days was a lifetime for this 9-year-old. You know, he had been separated from his family, he had been detained, and he was interrogated all alone. It was traumatic.
Yeah. How do you think all of this weighed on this 9-year-old as he started to grow older? I mean, what was the long-term impact of being detained for over a month?
You know, it's hard to say in part because this was not the end of his troubles. He had a hard life. He fought in World War II for the U.S. He came back and he worked, you know, 12 hours a day as a cook. You know, he was not a happy man, at least for a long time. that really changed when he became a grandfather. I think that he sort of reconnected with family and understood what family meant in a very different way. But I could still see the trauma of that time on Angel Island when I went and saw him that last time before he died, because, you know, I recorded his life story, but then afterwards he asked me to turn off the tape recorder and he talked more. And he wanted the tape recorder off in part because he was still ashamed and he was still scared from his time on Angel Island. He thought that some part of America still did not want him and that his trauma, his time there, had somehow been deserved. And I think that, unfortunately, he carried sort of the burden of that shame and fear of America with him when he passed away.
So your own story, your own family's history, your grandfather's story, how is that affecting your view with this new Trump immigration policy that is also separating children from their families?
I'm just so upset. You know, I have children. I actually have, you know, a shy, happy 9-year-old boy. And it hurts me so much to imagine what it would be like to have him separated from me and detained. I mean, in some ways, I can't imagine. And then in other ways, I can imagine, because I saw, you know, this 81-year-old man still talking about the trauma of this experience. You know, and his experience in 1930 was relatively rare, but suddenly this policy of zero tolerance has made the numbers of children experiencing this so much more. It's just horrifying.
Princeton University history professor Beth Lou Williams talking about her grandfather, Lou Dinh-Wing, who was detained when he arrived in the United States in 1930. Thank you very much, Beth.
Thank you.
That story was made possible by our Global Nation Reporting Fund.